would make a man so bold? Make a woman lay her own life down. Only one thing, Jesus Christ.
This is Chris Connell, is equally obnoxious
official co-host
friend. No, I'm not.
Lizard Lick is just saying that, but Lizard Lick saying that Chris Connell is the official co-host of the Steve Noble Show. We are so happy for
Steve. Called me yesterday. We're doing a free for all Friday today. We got Ron Shirley here, and Ron is wired up because Ron has a belief. Ron's from Lizard Lick Towing. You may have known it from True TV, reality TV show. Loves Jesus, loves the Lord. And him and his wife Amy are awesome. Amy may call in at some point, but she's out with the kids doing some stuff right now. But yeah, she may call in at some point. But we're doing some several topics. We talked a little bit about the election. I'm going to talk about this California shooting. Talk about that for a moment because I know Ron is anti-guns.
I mean, 10 miles. You won't find. You know what I'm anti too? Anti elephants. I got an elephant gun at the house.
Yeah,
that's why there's no elephants in Wake Forest.
True story. I asked Ron one time how he got TV show. Guy came out. And went to go see him tow a guy's vehicle. What do you say? Guy came out on the porch and said, "When I come back out."
Yeah, old country boy. If country boy tells you he's going to the house, you better not be there when he returns. But you can carry that to bank, cash it in. That's better than gold.
All right.
And he told that reporter, he told that New York boy, he said, "I'm going to come back out. You better not be here." So I got the truck and was leaving. That boy said, "I'm getting footage." I said, "You getting shot." I left. That guy come back and his pants a little wet. Went on, got the plane. We had a show.
Anyway, listening to the Steve Noble Show. Love Steve. Steve's out of town right now. Hey, minute, pray for Steve because he's going to be doing his father's service tomorrow. And I met his dad several times myself. Dad, great guy. Passed away recently. And Steve said, "Hey, pray for me. I'm going to be communicating about my dad's life, but also the gospel." So, Lord, we just pray right now for Steve Noble. You bless him and his family and minister them powerfully, Lord, as they celebrate his dad's life. God, I pray you minister the gospel to him and through him mightily. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, it's Free for All Friday on Steve Noble Show. All right, I got this guy waiting from Tacoma. He's got a simple question. I'm going to put him on for a second. Ron, you ready? All he wants to know is if you're doing, I think, meet and greets. Let me put you on. David, you there from Tacoma, Washington? David, can you hear me? David. All right, I'm going to try one more time. David, you there? David? All right. I don't know what's going on. I can put David on, but I can hold if Winston can help me out with that. All right, but I'm going to ask David's question anyway. Ron, will Ron ever be doing meet and greets?
Still do them all the time. Got one actually tomorrow night doing a wrestling event. Still traveling all the time, speaking at different organizations, a lot of hunting shows, a lot of still speaking at a lot of churches, a lot of events, secular public speaking schools. So if you just check the website, lizardlicktowing.com, we're always out just hanging out talking to folks.
All right, 866-348-7884, 866-348-7884. Nothing off the table today on Free For All Friday on the Steve Noble Show. Chris Connell filling in. I've got Ron Shirley, Lizard Lick Towing fame, him and his wife Amy, awesome couple. All right, we're going to talk about this for a second. Ron, and this is, we're kind of being silly, but this is a really serious situation. I happened to see Michael W. Smith in concert at our church last night, and he got up and sang a song about Cassie Bernal. She was one of the ones that got shot in the Columbine shooting.
Oh, yeah.
And he wrote the song about her, and it's a powerful song, and he said, "She's my hero," and he said, "Hey, when's it ever going to stop?" And Ron, yesterday, investigators trying to figure out why an ex-Marine slaughtered 12 people at a country music bar. President Donald Trump blamed mental illness, describing the government as a very sick puppy who had a lot of problems. You're a follower of Christ, man, and you're also a big gun advocate and everything else. So give me your take on this.
Well, I mean, as far as, your views you get growing up, pretty much you get instilled what you're raised in. And so you have to search for your own and kind of discover things. And I think that the Bible clearly stipulates, in my opinion, that we're to protect ourselves. I mean, all through the Bible, that the holy wars. And just because you're a Christian doesn't mean that you have to be – you do have to be compassionate. You do have to have love, but it doesn't mean that you have to be somebody's walking mat.
Yeah.
And so, I think anything used for the right purpose is good. And I think guns have a great purpose in this world. And I think that's why, our soldiers, that we bless them so much for – stitching together that blanket of freedom that we live under every night. So,
well, and they're thinking this guy might have had possibly PTSD.
That's a horrible, horrible sickness, and that is a sickness.
And I not only feel for those who have been killed, I believe it's a police officer that was affected by this, but also for this guy's own family. But Ron, man, do you believe that evil exists in the world? Because at some point, I think a lot of people in our country are just standing back and saying, "What is going on?"
Well, I mean, everybody's going to have a reasoning, but if you look at society, the more acceptance we become of just anything, the more evil we become. Because when you have to accept 10 items and you can't exclude two of those 10 items, then the two items that you're going to accept to get the other eight in can possess so much harm. And, I mean, that's where our society is. We've become such an acceptance society. And I'm not saying that acceptance is not a great thing. It is. But it has repercussions.
Yeah. All right. In all seriousness, let's take a moment right now. We're going to pray over these folks. God, for all these families that have been affected by this shooting, Lord, I pray you minister to them. I pray you put fires of Christ in their path. And I pray that I can't imagine dealing with this, Father. I pray you minister to them powerfully. But God, I pray you make it stop. I pray you make it stop here in America. In Jesus' name, amen. Ron, we're so queued up. Free for All Friday here on the Steve Noble Show. Chris Connell, full name. We got co-host Ron Shirley, Lizard Lictoan. Ron, y'all working on an impossible podcast, radio show, that kind of thing, aren't you?
Yes, sir. We're seriously, thank God.
Investigating it.
Thank God's taking us in direction to looking into it. And,
so we might be doing some, you know, kind of Facebook Live-ing with it, some other stuff like that,
yes, sir.
Too. So.
Yes, sir. We'll do a podcast stream. Just want to get out with the
all
people.
Right. You know? All right. You speaking of shootings, there was something they thought happened in North Carolina. Talk about that.
Topsail Island. I mean, look how quick, you know, what was it? Was it yesterday?
Yep.
Yesterday they thought, you know, all over the news went crazy. There's a shooting at Topsail Island High School, da-da-da-da-da. I mean, it went viral immediately. Turns out it was a water heater.
Yeah.
But that's how quick
our society. I think you said national news were actually reporting. We're on our
way. Yeah, we're on our way. The reporters. We've got reporters on the way to Topsail Island. There's been a shooting at high school. We don't know the amount of, you know, the extent of the tragedy. It turns out to be a water heater. And that's how quick our society is to get sucked in to anything. I mean, it's like, you know.
Yeah. Look, you got a lot of people. Listen, I got somebody. I'm going to try and put him on the air real quick one more time, Ron. Listen, Free For All Friday here with Ron Shirley. We're just talking about all kinds of subjects, talking about these shootings. Horrible. The one that, and thank God, ended up being a false shooting at Topsail Island.
Oh, that's such
thank
a
God.
Blessing.
I mean,
and I'm with you. And we have children.
But our society is so keyed up. I think it's what you're trying to say is that people are like, oh, my word, it's a shooting, and it ends up being a water heater.
I mean, that's how on edge we are. That's how we've allowed ourselves to get on that edge.
It's not good. We got to cry out to God for a movement of his spirit and presence in our country. Let me try one more time. David, Tacoma, Washington, say hi. You there? All right. I'm not sure what's going on there. I'm going to put David back on hold. Winston, you can help me figure that out. But, somebody asked Paul from Pennsylvania. Ron, you still friends with Bobby?
Yeah, we're definitely.
That's Bobby from your TV show.
Bobby from our TV show, you know, beautiful Bobby. I mean, friendship is a definitive term. I still love Bobby. Hope Bobby still loves me. Still pray for Bobby and his family daily. We just chose to go in different directions. So we don't walk on the same roads anymore, so we don't talk a lot, but, you know, still have compassion for him.
All right. So we're going to keep going with this. All right, so we've got all these things going on. You and Amy, you have a kind of a crazy background. She was an MMA fighter. She was a power lifter. You've got this crazy haircut you did to
the Bohawk. That's what it's called, the Bohawk.
In your head, it's called a Bohawk. And so you did that because you couldn't look at it when she was lifting because you looked like 500 pounds. So you'd turn your back.
The backside of it, yeah.
And the V was for her.
Bone.
And for your dad, too?
My grandpa, the flat top I wore for my grandfather who fought in World War II. And a bunch of his buddies died in a tank. And he was my superhero.
All right.
And then the back was famous.
All right. Well, you guys have been through some stuff. We're going to talk about that in a moment here on Free For All Friday. The Steve Noble Show, 866-348-7884. Call in. We're having a little bit of a problem. Call in. Let's get your question. We can at least ask it if we can't get you on the radio. And we're also on Facebook Live, Steve Noble Show, and on the Lizard Lictoan.
With co-host Chris.
All right. Thanks, Ron. We'll be right back.
Just drink two cups of coffee.
Well, if you were trying to figure out who was talking there, that's Ron Shirley. You're listening to the Steve Noble Show. This is Chris Connell filling in for Steve Noble. I call myself his equally obnoxious friend. Got to know Steve a while back doing our Greg Laurie Harvest Crusade. Love Greg Laurie and Greg or any of his fans or people. Please come back to Raleigh, North Carolina, man. We need you to come preach the gospel here at the PNC or RBC Center again.
He is awesome.
But we've got Ron Shirley here with us of Lives Lictoan, and we're just talking about Free For All Friday, all kinds of subjects and different kinds of things. And we got to talk about a second here about Michelle Obama kind of ripping on Trump, and is that being disrespectful to the current president? But before we do that, we've got the one, the only, Amy Shirley. Amy, you on?
I'm here.
All right. Oh, awesome. Thank you for calling in. Listen, Amy, people have been really wondering. We've been talking about different things. One thing people talk about is marriage advice. And we know that you're huge on the issue of wives submitting to their husbands. And so we wanted to ask your opinion on that subject.
I think that we've already been over this subject before. And
not on the radio.
If a husband treats their wife like Christ treats the church, then okay. But I don't foresee Ronnie Shirley doing that.
Come on, Amy.
That's good. That's because I treat you probably a little better, because I treat you perfectly.
Oh, my word.
You go to hell for lying.
I'm not lying. I'm writing a science fiction book at this point, and I'm just reading out a chapter.
Yeah, most definitely.
All right, so Amy, I guess that is that all we're going to get out of you on that subject right now on Free for All Friday. Is that that's your thoughts on submission?
I mean, Chris wants to know if you think the wife should submit to the husband. Yeah. Like, if a husband says, "Go make me a ham sandwich," should you go make the ham sandwich? He's just asking. That's all he's asking.
For the record, if my wife is listening, I did not ask that.
Okay, and honestly, if he does eat it with a fork, are you going to get mad?
Let your wife talk, Ron Shirley. Go ahead, Amy.
I think that it should be a joint effort. I think that two become one in the marriage. So, hey, if there's two that are cleaving together to become one, then it should be a joint effort. The husband should put in just as much as the wife.
All right. Well, I appreciate that, Amy. So I just want to know, is it safe for Ron to come home today?
Oh, yeah, Shooter, my dog out there, has a nice little warm spot for him.
For the record, Ron had nothing to do with that question.
Hey, but in all seriousness, and I won't go too much, we've talked about this on the radio before, Amy. I mean, I know you two are committed followers of Jesus. And when speaking of marriage, I mean, your marriage is, from what you told me, is a miracle marriage. You guys have gone through some tough stuff back in your past, and God has done some amazing things. And I know no marriage is perfect, and I've seen you two be pretty honest with each other, but I see you also love each other. But, you know, if people out there listening and they think, man, it's over from my marriage, we can't make it, I feel like you two are an example of God restoring a marriage.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you want to say that we have been through a lot of ups and downs. And the main thing about marriage is that if, you know, honestly, if you don't want to put in the work, if you don't want to give it your all, if you don't want to go all in, don't get married. Because you don't, just because times get tough and things go wrong, you don't give up. You know, if everything in life with a marriage was easy, then everybody would get married. But it's not. And learning to live with someone is a whole different ballgame. I know I was kind of young when me and Ronnie got married.
Yeah.
A little bit younger than him.
How many years have you all been married now, Amy? 14.
14 right. years. Yeah. But it was hard to start off with. In the first year, I think it's the hardest because you're getting adjusted to living with somebody else, you know, seeing their whole lifestyle, which, you know, when you date, you don't really see a whole lot of that.
That's true.
Yeah. So, you know, my biggest thing is that you got to keep God first.
Yeah.
And if he's not in your relationship, then it's probably not going to work.
Yeah.
And when the tough get going, don't go nowhere. Stand right. there. Talk it out. Talk about it. Don't yell, scream, and fuss about it. That's going to get you nowhere.
Yeah.
You got to be able to communicate.
Absolutely. And if there's people listen, Ron, Amy, and they're in trouble in their marriage, in trouble in that relationship, but they're not walking with God, they don't know God, they don't believe in God, do you think God could help them out in this situation?
Most definitely. God can bring you through anything if you give him a chance to.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you have to listen.
All right. Amy, anything else you want to say about submission before you go off the air?
I'm not even going to touch that. I'm going to pray about it.
Baby, I really thought when Chris said he was going to talk about submission, he was talking about your MMA matches. And so I agreed to have the discussion, okay?
Tap out.
You know, that's what I thought.
Yep.
On my defense, that's what I thought.
Tap out. Go ahead. Yeah.
All right, Amy, any last thoughts?
No.
How thankful you are that God brought me into your life and that I stuck around for all those hard years. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
All right.
I'm
going
to have to do a whole lot of praying tonight.
Yes. All right. Thanks, Amy. We love you. Appreciate you calling in. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care.
All right. Well, so, Ron, you think you'll be able to get home tonight?
I think I'm going to go home after she's asleep. Right. After she's asleep, Chris.
All right, listen. Listen, Free For All Friday, Steve Noble Show, Chris Connell filling in for Steve. We got Ron Shirley here, Lizard Lick Towing, and co-hosting today. Just talked to his wife about submission on purpose. I didn't tell her about it because she gets all mad about that subject. But what do you think, Ron, about the fact that a former first lady has written a book, and the book, Michelle Obama, is ripping President Trump in the book? Do you think that's out of place?
I haven't read the book, so it's really hard to speak on it because I'm only going to know of excerpts from the book. However, I think that there is a time and place for everything, and I think right now, just my opinion and the leadership role that she has in this country, that she should have a little more respect. All right. Than to write that, but that's just my opinion.
All right. Listen, I got a call with a serious question here on Free For All Friday, and they're asking, they lost their mother, seeking advice. You up for taking that?
Yeah, I mean, all right, come on. You're probably good on that
one. All right, Amanda, thanks for calling in. Says you lost your mother and you're seeking advice. We'll have to, we've got about a few minutes before the break, but how recent was this loss, Amanda?
I just lost her this year, October the 1st.
Sorry to hear that. Sorry to hear that.
And I lost my father, too, and just need somebody. It hurt me so bad. I don't know what else to do.
Ron, any thoughts on this?
Are you a believer? That's the first.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, well, I am. I believe in the Lord. I lost my grandpa and my grandma. Yes, I got two tattoos of the Lord. You name it, that's what I do.
My thoughts are, you know, I haven't lost a parent yet, so I can't relate to your pain. However, I've lost
Ronnie,
a brother.
Ron, I'm telling you, if you do, I hope you anybody don't do what I'm. I lost my mom because she's 57 years old.
Yeah. Well, the one thing I would say, especially if you're a believer, is remember that our God had to stand there and watch his son die. And, you know, we sometimes take that just to the fact that we're so grateful for it. But it's in true. That, there had to be righteous pain.
Yeah.
And to turn your back on your own son and to watch him die for something he did not do wrong, it's got to be one of the greatest pains of all. So, if God was willing to give us that gift and watch that death and accept that on our behalf, when I do lose people I love, that's where I find my solace.
Yeah.
I find my solace in the fact that my God went through it first. He showed me that I'm not asking you to do something I say. I'm asking you to do something I did. And I would recommend searching for your solace in that and seeing where that leads you.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And, you know, man, I want to tell you that in the years that I've been pastoring and sitting with folks going through similar situations, I will tell you that better days are coming, but they don't usually come overnight. And you're going to find in the coming days and weeks. And I don't want
to
say...
My aunt said you got to go on because that's what she wants you to do. And
yep, absolutely.
It's hard. It's very hard because I'm 30, I will be 40, and it hurt me because I used to call her every day, and that's my problem.
Miss her so much, you know, and I'd encourage you, Amanda, if you're not in a local church, and sometimes churches mess up and make mistakes too, and they end up hurting people more than helping, but there's a lot of great churches out there. I know you're in Florida. I would encourage you.
I already have one. I have a next door neighbor. He's a church person. He comes here and checks on me and check I'm doing okay. If I'm not, he'll take me to church with him and pray and everything like that.
You know, don't do that alone. And there are sometimes churches will have great grief support groups, and these can make a big difference as well. And, man, I'm going to pray with you real quick. Can we do that on the air? You all right with that?
I don't care.
All right, I'm going to pray. God, I pray that you comfort Amanda. She's going through a very difficult time. She's lost her mom. She's brokenhearted, and it's really taken her breath away. I can hear that in her voice. God, you knew what it was like to lose your own son. Your word says you're a comforter to those who grieve. Your word says, Jesus, that you are a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Lord, I pray that you would make yourself real to Amanda and minister to her and give her the strength to put one foot in front of the other and live day by day. In Jesus' name, amen. Amanda, thank you for calling in. I'm sorry for your loss,
no
sweetie.
No problem.
All right, you've been listening to The Steve Noble Show. Chris Connell filling in Ron Shirley. And this is Free For All Friday, 866-348-7884. Call in now if you got a comment on any subject or need to talk to somebody about a question. We are back. You are listening to that voice you just heard is Ron Shirley, who can't ever stop talking. He's a great guy. This is Chris Connell filled in for Steve Noble on the Steve Noble Show, 866-348-7884 on Free for All Friday, talking about all kinds of things. We've had a lady call in about her mother passing away, some serious stuff, and we got some silly stuff. But Ron, in the last segment here, I was just reading this article, Ron, and again, I'm sorry, Ron Shirley, Lizard Lick Towen, him and his wife Amy called in, had some great advice to wives about submitting to their husbands.
Yeah, great. Thank you for that, Mr. Connell. Thank you, Pastor Connell. Appreciate that.
But we're just talking about all kinds of different stuff, and there's a news out that Michelle Obama, in a book she's putting out or has put out, it says, in an article on Newsmax, that she rips Trump, never forgive him for the birther attack, and denounces Trump's campaign and those kind of things. And, of course, everybody's entitled to their opinion. So, but I have a hard time personally. I have a hard time with openly disrespecting the current president and the regime. But I also know that our current president doesn't hold back a whole lot on his view on stuff. But I don't know, Ron. I mean, I just look at that stuff sometimes. Like, man, when I look at this, I've never seen a midterm election. I've never seen a midterm with this kind of turnout. Some of the highest turnouts were ever recorded. Evan printed off an article for us here. Works with the show, and it said midterms turnout is estimated to be the highest in 52 years.
That's the Trump effect. I mean, I love it or hate it. That's the Trump effect.
He's 50.
The controversy has brought everybody out. There's something you said I want your opinion on.
All right.
You said two key words. Michelle Obama says she would never forgive.
Yeah.
Never forgive.
Well, if that's what she actually said, man, I would just say to Michelle, our former first lady, and with all respect to her and her husband, former President Barack Obama, and to anybody, that unforgiveness only hurts you. It doesn't hurt the other person. Pastor Chad was saying the other day, he was saying, unforgiveness is like trying to drink poison to hurt somebody else. It doesn't work. And we're not meant to hold contention against people. We're not meant for that, Ron. It's not healthy for us. It eats us up. It doesn't mean it doesn't hurt. It doesn't mean that people don't hurt us intentionally or unintentionally. But, and I'm a follower of Christ, and the Bible says clearly that we are not to harbor unforgiveness. In fact, it even goes so far as to say, if you can't forgive others, that God's not going to forgive you.
And you were talking about the problem with the nation. See, I think that's where our nation, I think that's where the sovereign move is going to hit such a blockade. Our nation is a non-forgiveness nation. When you screw up now in this nation, when you make a mistake, this nation does not forgive you. People do not forgive you.
It's a really challenging time, because I just feel like, I was saying over the break, I feel like it's two sides, because we kind of base up a two-party system, but it's not just political parties. It's two different views of how to live life. And I'm not just saying Republican, Democrat. I'm talking a little bit more about that. I'm talking about biblical values versus not biblical values. And some people say that's too simple, but that's how I see it. And when I look at that, Ron, I'm like, nobody – and I have my own viewpoints. Nobody's listening when there's no respect for the people. It's like, if you disagree with me or you don't agree with me, I can't even respect you as a person. And then we're just throwing gasoline on each other's fires, just trying to get each other more and more mad. And, man, that's a scary, scary time. And there's this whole mob mentality that's going on right now. And I look at that and I said, well, God – what are we supposed to do about that as the church, as followers of Christ? Because I'm a follower of Jesus. Like, how are we supposed to behave in this and live in this? And, man, I was – again, the other night I was listening to Michael W. Smith. He's leading this worship. He's an old Christian singing artist. And sorry for calling you old there, Michael. But, the thing is that I was looking at all this stuff. Hey, our live feed ended, so I'm going to kick that back on. But, the thing is that I look at all that and I think to myself – man, God, we need you to move on our nation. And I've been in parts of the world, Ron, with the gospel. They haven't even heard it one time. So I'm even more desperate that they get the gospel there. So I'm not saying we should ignore the place in the world that never hear the gospel. But, Ron, man, I think there's hope, but I think there's only hope in Christ. And I think our nation needs a sovereign move of God. But you told me the other day, you don't think that's going to happen.
I just, that's just opinion. I just, again, talking about, it says we are the Laodicea church, and we're talking about hot or cold, but where I think we miss that value is people hear that you're hot or cold, I speak from my mouth, means you're for me or against me. That's not what Laodicea was. To the north of Laodicea, there was hot springs, and they would go up there to bathe. To the south of Laodicea, it was cold springs, and they would go down there to wash clothes. And in the center Laodicea was the well where if you drank, you puked. And what he was saying is, you either be for me on fire or for me silently. But be for me. And where we miss that is, you know, you can say what you want. Take Christianity out of anything you want to. And just take and look at the morals and the ethics that are taught in Christianity, true followers of Christ. If our society just had those morals and ethics separate from Jesus, we would be a totally separate society. When you add Jesus into that mix, you have an almost perfect society. Our problem is, first we remove Jesus, then we remove the morals and ethics that are instilled by the followers of Jesus.
Yeah.
And even Jesus' followers did that and allowed that to happen. When they pulled the Ten Commandments out of the classroom, when they pulled prayer out of school, when they pulled the Ten Commandments out of the courthouses, where was everybody at? Where was the uprising? Where was the statues getting flipped over? Where, yeah,
the whole silent majority deal.
Yeah. Well, you see the mob mentality now. Where was that mentality for people who knew that that was the cornerstone? Because once we break the cornerstone, it's only a matter of time before the house crumbles. And now we're watching the house crumble.
Yeah.
And I got bad news is you can't fix a totally shattered foundation. You got to completely tear it down, go back in and rebuild it.
All right, you're listening to Steve Nova Show. Chris Connell filling in for Steve here with Ron Shirley, Lizard Lictoan, Free For All Friday, all kinds of subjects. But, you know, Ron, as we close out with kind of a more serious note here, we're talking about the state of our nation and this recent midterm election really bringing to light how impassioned people are with the highest turnout in 52 years for a midterm election. Both sides of the viewpoints of this election, up in arms, frustrated, angry. And as a follower of Christ, what I'm realizing more and more, Ron, is that I don't have hope for my country, but that this is not our home.
No.
And I think for too long, maybe the church, we've kind of relied too heavily on the fact that our nation had Judeo-Christian ethics, and that there was this sense of God in government and God in politics and God in our overseers. And as that's moving away, I think we're scared. We don't know what to do. And the only thing we can do is we need to live out our lives in a way that is pleasing to the Lord, in a way that gives God glory so that people don't know him. And my pastor the other day, again, I love shouting out Pastor Chad Hart from RFA Church. He said, you know what? One of the healthiest things you can do is not have an offendable spirit. Man, our culture just does not do that. We're just offended at everything.
Anything.
And it's our right to be offended. And it's our right. And I'm like, you know, when you come to Jesus, Ron, he's like, you don't have any rights. He said, you got to come carry my cross. You got to follow me and die to yourself and pick up your cross and follow me. And your rights are over. So as far as a Christ, we need to model the unoffendable spirit to our culture. And, you know, that means turning the other cheek, Ron.
Yeah. And unfortunately, you know, and I'm guilty of it, Chris. I ain't going to lie that I am. I mean, I agree with you 110%. I think your views are spot on. But, oh, gosh, I was in the UK too long. Your views are dead right. But, you know, I think the other problem we have is the word you just used, scared. Christians are scared.
Yeah.
Christians are scared. They're scared to say, I believe in God, because they're scared they're going to lose their job. If you look now, and what I cannot even believe, and I mean this sincerely, if Oprah Winfrey runs the next election and wins, I will pray for Oprah Winfrey as my president, because as a Christian, I believe that God already knew she was going to be there, and it's part of his eternal plan.
Right.
I don't believe her views, et cetera, whatever, but she's still my president. Obama was my president, your president. Trump is my president. Whoever's next will be our president. And I think our society is scared to stand up and say stuff like that. They, you know, if you stand up now and say I'm a Trump supporter, you're going to lose 50% of your friends. If you stand up and oppose Trump, you're going to lose the other 50%. Why are we making this about Obama and Trump?
Yeah.
That's our problem. It should be about God.
Jesus did say, my kingdom
is not of this world.
Is not of this world.
Yep.
And, you know, I've been in some parts of the world. I've been one of those to travel to and do open-air evangelistic meetings, and you can't do that there now. You're not even allowed to. They won't let you.
Try to do one here and see how that goes over.
Yeah, true. And very few people are still doing that, like guys like Greg Laurie, huge fan of him. But you know, Ron, there is something we can do, and that as followers of Christ is, again, we can live our lives as salt and light. And I do think people should vote biblical values. I have a strong conviction about that as a citizen in this country. And I think we should pray for our nation. And I think we should cry out to God and say, God, on behalf of our nation and on behalf of our church, we repent.
Oh, yes.
Because Solomon said, hey, God, listen, someday we're going to turn. And when we turn, if we repent and turn back to you, will you hear? And God comes back in 2 Chronicles 7:14 and says, listen, here's the deal. If my people are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, repent, and turn from evil ways, I will hear from heaven. And I'll heal their land. And Ron, I honestly think, man, you've seen all kinds of stuff. You've been around celebrities. You tow people's cars still. You see the worst of people, the best of people. I still think the answer is the gospel. I know that sounds simple, but I think people need to give Jesus a chance.
Well, if they do it with acceptance and love. And I think that's the other problem we have is acceptance. I think that's the big thing is acceptance. I think that if we're going to have a movement that we have to be acceptance of all
others. Even if we disagree with people?
You can disagree with somebody, but you still have to accept and love them as a person. You don't have to love their ways. You don't have to love the sin. You don't have to love the hatred. You don't have to love or accept any of that, but you have to accept them because Jesus accepts them. So who are you not to accept them? Are you better than Jesus? Not talking about us, but, you know, and if Jesus is going to accept them, why wouldn't we accept them, Chris?
It's a great question, and we should accept them. And may we, as followers of Christ, model the unoffendable spirit so that those who don't know Christ can see something different and be attracted and hear the good news of Jesus Christ as they see it lived out and hear the gospel spoken to them. You're listening to the Steve Noble Show. This is Chris Connell filling in with Ron Shirley. Ron, thanks for coming on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
And Amy, I know you're not listening now, but thank you for calling in as well. And pray for Steve. He'll be ministering to his family at his father's memorial service tomorrow at 11 a.m. I think that's Eastern Standard Time. Thanks for listening.
Steve.